Necron describes the funding of public higher education as nominal, and he's pledging a $1 billion investment in additional funding for the state's 12 public universities. He says while the schools have functioned as one of the least expensive systems in the U.S., Florida can do better.
I've talked to our university presidents and I've asked them, and they tell me they need three things. Number one, we need to recruit and retain the very best faculty. Two, we need to enhance our graduate schools and our professional schools. And three, we need to address aging infrastructure on many of our campuses.
Negron's bid for a $1 billion infusion into higher education in 2017 and 2018 mirrors Governor Rick Scott's promise of $1 billion in tax cuts next year. Negron says he'll wait until it's his turn to set policy, but says the state needs to balance the two issues.
I think that we can do tax cuts that are reasonable and measured and also do some of the budget priorities. And I know the governor believes strongly that our universities are an important part of economic growth and development. So I think this session, we'll see how those issues play out.
Also on his agenda, more dollars for the environment, specifically water policy and the Florida Everglades. Negron's hometown of Stewart, which borders the Indian River Lagoon, was hit hard a few years ago by polluted water discharged from Lake Okeechobee by the Army Corps of Engineers.
I have a personal mission, and that is to work with the agricultural community, to work with Florida's best scientists, to work with all of us as a legislature who have background and knowledge on this issue, that we will permanently protect our estuaries, protect our lagoons, come up with a way to not have these terrible discharges from Lake Okeechobee that destroy our environment.
Negron also wants big changes in the way the state punishes juvenile offenders. He tells a story from his childhood when he and his brothers threw water balloons at passing cars. One of those balloons happened to hit a police officer's vehicle, and that earned a young Negron a stern lecture and the added embarrassment of having his father called. Today, he says the same action would lead to more serious consequences.
We would have been charged with throwing a deadly missile at a conveyance, which I'm sure the legislature has turned into a second-degree felony with enhanced penalties. We would have been thrown into the juvenile justice system. Our family would have been declared dysfunctional. The other four Negron children, the younger siblings, would have been declared to be at additional risk due to their miscreant brothers, and they would have been signed up for all sorts of wraparound services.
And Negron says he'd probably still be trying to explain it to the state for his bar license. That didn't happen, but he's using the analogy to shine a light on what he views as the criminalization of adolescent behavior. Also on the plan, the restoration of civil rights once a person has completed their sentence. Increasingly, state and national leaders have called on scaling down lower-level punishments, saving the most serious penalties for the more serious crimes. Negron takes over the Senate in 2017. His House counterpart will be the outspoken Representative Richard Corcoran, a move that could lead to some heavy policy talks and possibly outright ideology battles. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.